starting again with the open ah position, you want to try to just move the base of your tongue into the upper area of your throat, which is also why it's very important to keep that upper area relaxed, because your tongue has got to have a space to move around in. Try to avoid using your lips at this point, just because it could distract you. As you get better with the technique, then you can fine-tune the sound with lip position. But for right now, we really want to focus on what's happening in the throat. One good approach is to think of it in terms of vowel shapes. Though the important thing is that the jaw and the lips shouldn't move. Only the tongue should move as you think about the vowel shapes. And as you do that, if you think of having a little bit of a Y sound, a little bit of a G sound at the beginning of it, that'll help you to get your root of your tongue into the upper throat where it needs to be. So I'll do an example of that, of starting with a wide open ah, kume sound, and then doing some of the vowel shapes, only moving my tongue, not moving my jaw or my lips. Again, the harmonics aren't as clear as they would be in final kume, because you'd be doing other things to tweak up this sound. But doing it on the wide open ah helps you to really hear what's in your throat, and that keeps you from doing wrong things or noticing if you have upper throat constriction, and it keeps you from cheating with your lips so that you're really getting the tongue in the right position. Again, I'll go through that. Basically, I'm just doing ah, a, e, o, u. Only moving the root of my tongue, keeping my jaw in a fixed position and my lips fixed, and just the base of the tongue and the constriction on the larynx. Again, a little bit slower. So that's an exercise to work on. Try to, again, as with the kargara, make sure you're getting the same position with the tongue each time you hit a shape, so that you're consistently getting the same harmonic structure with each one, so that you'll be able to turn those into melodies eventually. As you work on each shape, you probably want to just like try one position and try to hear which harmonic is being brought out, and then tweak things up to bring that harmonic out fuller. For example, I'll work on one harmonic and I'll kind of slide out of the ideal position and back into it. This is working with the A position, again, moving in and out of the ideal spots. So as you're singing, you want to listen and experiment with moving things around, and find where the harmonics really come out, and then work on locking into those positions.